what the heck is a CRM and do you need one for your business? CRM stands for Client Relations Management or Customer Relations Management Software. This software is where you manage all of your administrative tasks related to managing your client relationships. So this could be anything from invoices and contracts to scheduling online appointments with you. So what can a CRM do to help you save time and energy in your business? Well, most CRMs are a one-stop shop for a lot of the regular administrative tasks that you do in your business. So they're definitely going to save you time and they're going to save you energy and stress because everything is going to be all in one spot. So you don't have to be going back and forth between a bunch of different softwares to manage all of these things. So you can have your invoices, contracts, quotes, and proposals all in the same place. And you can send out questionnaires or PDFs or other documents that your clients need and keep track of documents that they send you. You can also keep notes on what you're doing with your clients and anything that you want to remember for the future. And some CRMs even track your email communications with your clients. So that's all in one spot too. And you can see what has happened in the past. And they also allow you to set up online scheduling links that you can send to people so they can book right on your calendar and you don't have to go back and forth via email to try to pick a date and time. You can also use CRMs to track tasks that you're doing in your business and to set up automations. So these would be workflows that send things out to leads and clients automatically without you ever having to do anything, and also do follow-ups and other parts of the process so that everybody is getting a consistent experience and they feel taken care of. Now, do you need a CRM to effectively run your business? No, you absolutely do not. If you have a system that is working for you or working for you for now, that's just fine. I ran my business for the entire first year without having a CRM, and it was fine. It may have saved me a little bit of time to have a CRM, but I wasn't at a point where I was ready to set one up. I didn't necessarily have a firm process yet that I wanted to set up and automate, and I wasn't at the point where I was feeling ready to invest in a CRM. So if you don't feel like you're ready to make that investment and take that step, that's totally fine. Now, one thing I would recommend is finding a CRM and starting to set up those foundational systems a little bit before you think you need to. So one thing that happened to me and has happened to several of my clients is that I got a sudden influx of clients when I wasn't expecting to, and I didn't have the systems in place to take care of that properly. And it was very overwhelming, and I wish that I had taken the time to set up my CRM and get those foundations in place before that had happened. Because trying to get those things set up when you're right in the thick of it and you're trying to keep up with all of these clients and give them quality work and services, it's just too much. It's not gonna happen. So I recommend that you start at least thinking about what CRM you might want down the road and what kind of processes you want to set up so that you can dive into those and get those foundations set up before you get overwhelmed and you definitely don't have the time or space to do it. So I hope this was helpful. Do you have a CRM that you use that you like, or do you have one that you're thinking of using? Let me know down in the comments. Some CRMs that I suggest that people use are 17 Hats, HoneyBook, or Dubsado. I hope that you enjoyed this, and I will see you soon.